Welcome to episode, that should say 166 of the Still Drinking
That's Happy Hour.
That was a dope advertisement, but we'll get to that later. This is your host, Mason, and on the move tonight, we got Hayes Holla.
Shrek and Donkey. Aww.
Oh, boy. We've got a ton of sneaker news from this week, random news, fashion news. It's a great time of year. You got hockey playoffs, you got baseball just starting up, basketball, NBA playoffs. It's fantastic. Anyways, it's a great time. And
it's warmer, unlimited. The sun's out warmer longer.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful days. This has got to be my favorite time of the year. Right after the NFL draft, we don't have to hear all the draft news anymore. Like, it's just a big HR meeting. So that's, sure, we get excited about it. But anyways, like we said from the jump, thank you for joining episode 166, presented by the Printify store. Still dripping, still-drippin', .printify.me. Go find all your merch needs there.
I don't know if I have any on the website because I've still tried to keep it real minimal as best I can, but we've got some swimming trunks and actually have some on the way. And so I was doing a quality test. And Bourbon Mike got some as well.
So we got two different ones.
I got, did I ever show you the American flag one with the big eagle on it?
No,
that's the ones I got, and then he got these other ones that have a dove on it, and I can show them to you. But anyway, I'll let you know what the quality is like.
Yeah, please do. Please do
follow us on there. Follow us on Instagram. You know the drill. Do all the stuff.
Instagram. Please go to YouTube. Give us a subscribe. Give us a review on iTunes. At the end of the show, we'll read a review or two. We'll make sure to save time for that. We do have a packed show, but no Dan Duel this week. Hopefully for the last week in a while. Good luck to Dan. He's got a big test.
Amen. In
about prayers 8 hours. Maybe 12 hours. Maybe a little less than maybe around 10 hours. So, yeah. Shout out to Dan. Been studying for about 6 months, it feels like now. So,
and Landon, we missed you. Come back.
Yeah, we miss you, Landon. School's almost out. We need to get our basketball circuit back up and running. So I think that covers it. Hayes, any more than sneakers moments this week?
Not necessarily. Maybe it is. It was brought to my attention that from more than one person that they feel like our podcast, I guess, logo should be more humanizing of us.
Oh, okay.
Meaning when you're scrolling through the podcast thing, even if it was making like that picture that I got for the shirt.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Like, even put that as
send me that picture
as the thumbnail.
Yeah.
But I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, the show's really about the four of us, right? But me and you are, but it gives us a more personal feel, I think, if you put a picture of the two of you on that. I was like, I never thought about it. I don't particularly care, but I was like, okay. But that was just offered, and I was like, all right. I'll see what you think.
Yeah. I appreciate all the feedback. So
I appreciate any feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Shout out to the lone watcher at the moment. Shout out to you.
Who are you? Tell us who you are.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
If you're willing to. Or text the two of us and tell us who that is.
We need to be more consistent and have better broadcasts. We need to get these listeners up. This summer, that's going to be my goal, is to text people and tell them, hey, we want to be live showing it. Anyways, We'll get going with the Inside the Box today.
What's inside the box?
That's my shoe in the box.
All right, let's see what we got going here. Oh, first up, the headlines. Nike and
Bape
agree to settle. As a part of the settlement, Bape is going to discontinue the Bapesta Mid, Courtsta High, which are the Courtsta and Courtsta High are the Jordan 1 Low and Jordan 1 High-esque sneakers. And they're going to modify the designs of the Bapesta and Skatesta, which you see on the screen is the Air Force 1 and the Nike Dunk.
This is no regard for human life on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
this is as bad as a church camp theme of,
just do it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying for all you church people. We have no regard for trademark laws, and that is what this is. Good job, yeah. Bape.
I think Bape, honestly, I mean, they knew going in, they had no leg to stand on. They were going to have to settle. And so I think they were just at the mercy of Nike.
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like this is the second, maybe this is the bigger one of the two, but there was that dude, maybe a week or maybe two weeks ago, who was sued, and then he's going to jail for something similar. Remember the dude that did the lightning?
Was it like the KIY guy?
K-I-Y? Is that who it is?
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. I didn't know he went to jail.
So Nike really got the deep pockets out, and they're going after anybody that's trying to do something like this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wow. Oh, let's check those comments. Oh, it's the main man.
Mike, I just gave you a shout-out, Mike. I just gave you a shout out about the swimming trunks that I'll send to you as soon as I have them. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Shout out to Drippin' Bourbon, the number one highest ranking. I don't know what the highest ranking military officer is, but that's what Mike is for the Drip yeah. Army.
He's
Droplet like, Army.
He's basically a colonel and an intern all in one.
I think he's probably above an intern at this point.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. He's probably
all right. Let's move on to the next news. If you got nothing else on the Nike Bape, all figured this was coming. So. All right, next up, this was one of the coolest things I thought in the news this week. Luca, I saw some pictures today. Him driving down the freeway, stuck in traffic in this. Jordan themed Luca 3 car with the 77. Initial thoughts on this. I have one more slide on this as well, but thoughts on this.
I saw the thing about sitting in the traffic. I mean, the only thing I got is I wish the shoe was cooler. The car is really cool. I don't love the shoe. Great idea. I wonder if he pays for that or Nike paid for it or Jordan.
I think Jordan did.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah. I'll show you in just a second why I know that's the case. But, I mean, this is super dope. And
absolutely
this is
dope.
What we dream of for storytelling about sneakers. I'm somewhat with you on the shoe, but I think in other color blocking and colorways, it could be cool. I think it's got a little bit of the Tatum stuff going
on.
Yeah,
that's what I have a problem with.
I don't think it's as bad as the Tatum. So, like I said, I think we always say on the first iterations or first colorways we see, let's wait and see. And I know that's boring and probably very repetitive. But I think we have to wait and see. I mean, car, though, is so dope. And this top right picture, does it look familiar to you?
No.
Oh, let me jog your memory here real quick. pull it up. Look at that. Everybody down to the people around him doing the exact same thing.
Totally staged.
Yeah, totally staged. This picture is brilliant, though.
That's a really cool touch.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it is so cool. So, yeah, absolutely staged with the Luka people in the Luka suits. It's not just the security suits or whatever, but guy got the point. Wrong hand. Everybody's got the wrong hand going on. But other than that, perfectly framed.
I mean, I love him. I love Luka, but, man, this seems a little something for an MJ comparison. Right.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's.
Do you think it was his idea, or do you think it was like a Jordan idea? It feels like a Jordan.
It had to be a Jordan idea.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Speaking of a Jordan prototype, Anthony Edwards is going nuts right now. I mean,
I don't understand it. I especially don't understand the shoe. The shoe is not. I don't love the shoe at all. And maybe I'm. An old man.
The shoe is maybe the shoe is growing on me because
he's growing on you.
Right. He's up the mountaintop right now. And as a 22-year-old, like, I don't know how you get any bigger or better than what he's done. And I feel like that's totally overshadowing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because they're about on the same trajectory right now. And I think Shai was better this year, probably. But Anthony Edwards, he's got his press conferences are golden. He's got the personality.
He's
made Minnesota relevant. Like, think about all the stuff that Minnesota has done, like the Jimmy Butler stuff, and then just everything they've gone through. And then to finally get all the Karl Anthony Towns stuff, Rudy Gobert, the first year of that was a failure. And obviously now it's the complete opposite of that. But I mean, Anthony Edwards seems like the real deal, and it's going to be fun to watch.
He has owned it, and he's taken it on, and he's not letting the pressure get to him.
And
he's fun. And listen,
fun.
He can fly.
Yeah,
and he's got that arrogance that you like when you're a young guy and you're trying to go after the KDs of the world and that kind of thing. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. The NBA
don't love the shoe. I don't love the shoe.
That's fair. I like the shoe. I think it's a good shoe.
I don't see it. I don't see it. It's absolutely blowing up.
It is. But yeah, I do think part of that is, I mean, look at Anthony Edwards right now, man.
Yeah. Okay. This is somebody, stock tie. And
somebody who was buying Melo balls had to go somewhere else.
No, that's fair. Speaking somebody of, who did you see the Melo ball tattoo today?
I didn't.
He got his whole back, arms, and full back up to his neck right here tattooed. It was like not a time lapse, but it was something like that. It's hideous. I mean, like what he's going for, it makes sense, but it's just, man, it's really cool for, I guess, what he's going for, but it's awful. It's okay. Really bad. It's his entire
we just
body.
Had a watcher number two drop off. So apparently they liked the LaMelo Ball tattoos. But
do you think it was a Ukrainian person or like a protester?
I don't know. I think it was a LaMelo Ball fan. Hmm. Big LaMelo Ball guy. Maybe Melo himself.
It was either that or a Ukrainian protester.
Yeah. I think the protests are around the Israel stuff right now, but whatever.
No, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You said Ukrainian
protester. You know, they're Ukraine. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay. I know there's riots on campuses for some reason.
Yeah, that's over the Israel-Gaza stuff, I believe. I'm not entirely sure. Anyways. Have you seen this come across Nike bringing some cult classics back and what they're calling cult classics, at least. So we've got featuring the Dunk Veneer, Dunk Varsity Red and Silver, AF1 linen, Dunk Varsity green, Ultramarine Air Max 180s. And then you can read the other ones. But so do you love this? Do you think it's cool bringing back some not hype shoes, but at their time, I mean, these were the coolest shoes to come out.
Absolutely love it. Love the idea. Nike's flat right now, and they're looking to get people interested, and this is a great idea. Love it. I have the Aquamarines right here, and actually I gave them to my brother when I added some other pair of shoes. I love them. Dude, these linen ones up here, the pink and brown, is that the linen?
I think so, yeah.
That is a absolutely beautiful shoe. Like, that should be... Yeah, so pretty. I love the concept of the you're fine. The top left, the 90s. Don't love the camo on it, but love. This is a great idea.
I like the camo. I don't like the orange.
Yeah, that's what throws it off
with it. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly what throws it off.
Yeah, the veneer dunks down at the bottom, skunk dunk esque. Cool. Yeah, I think all these had their place in, like, people that have been in sneakers remember these hit hard when they came out. And they weren't, I mean, there just wasn't hype around sneakers like there was back then, but all of these had a place in, they're not iconic, but they're classic, right?
Yeah.
Like, some of these are very classic colorways. So, I think we should kind of get into what would the other category be? Iconic, classic, and hype, maybe?
Yeah. Like a series.
Or there's another, like, there's maybe like an eras category of, like, I don't, because I feel like there's a place for the React 87s, the Air Max 270s, that you saw those everywhere, but I wouldn't say those are classics or iconic shoes.
Yeah, same as the Roshis, right? Like, that would be
absolutely. An era. Yeah.
I wonder if that's why we're seeing four
categories of that.
I feel like we're also seeing some stuff about the Foamposite Galaxies, and I wonder if that's a part of this cult classic thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did those already come out, or is that
slated
to? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's slated. I
couldn't remember on those. Yeah, that could be part of this. I could definitely see that.
Hey, while we're talking about this kind of thing, I'll tell you about Mason, you know this, but about my week. I have been out of even really flipping shoes for a couple years. Didn't even know the Travis Scotts were really coming out. Fry Guy, the intern, is at my desk, or we're on our way to a meeting or something. He's like, hey, are you going to try for the Travis Scotts today? I was like, probably not, man. I haven't tried for any shoes in 2 or 3 years. And he was like, oh, man, okay, well, I'm going to. And we're sitting in this meeting, and I was like, I mean, it's counting down 3, 2, 1. And I literally open sneakers and click the button, and I hit my size 12. And I think they're going to end up selling for like 7.
Nice. Bro.
I mean,
that's a beautiful way to hop back
and
in.
And then today, the Kobe's, and I hit the Kobe's in a size 10. And I'm like, okay, what is happening here?
Were those like the GG?
The GG's, yep.
Yeah.
So they'll probably end up going for like 350.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark. But still, I mean, that wasn't much effort, obviously. And to make $500 or $600, it's summertime, bro. I'm trying to get on vacations, and this is just extra money for vacations. I'm like, yes, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see if that is a trend for me to keep on. It's almost like Nike felt that I had been out of the game, and they were like, oh, well, let's give him a boost.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Give him a little crack hit right there.
But Fry Guy was pissed. He's like, I've been trying to hit on any of these draws for months now, and I haven't hit anything. I'm like, oh, sure enough, that's how it goes. I click two buttons and I hit.
That was on Tuesday, right? Yeah, we were at a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, Travis was Tuesday, and then Cubby was today.
Missed those totally. So,
all right, I'm sorry to hijack. Let's go.
You're good. You're good. Next up, I thought this was really cool, and this is to me, this is part of like the great year of sneakers that we're having. I know a lot of people have been down on sneakers, but KD, I don't remember. Is this the 17? I think this is the 17.
Is it?
KD 17? I'm looking it up. Yeah, KD 17, the producer pack. I think this is a really cool idea. I mean, KD has produced what he produced, like executive producer of Drake's last album. So we've got producers Bink, Metro Boomin, and The Alchemist. Metro Boomin's up in the left if you're viewing on YouTube. Then Bink's down at the bottom. And The Alchemist is the, I think.
That is the best one.
I think so. Yeah, it's a really cool looking shoe. I don't know. The Bink ones down at the bottom are pretty cool. I think they're all very different.
Yeah.
And so you get very different feels. Honestly, I mean, this storytelling, I haven't seen much about this, but just the tie-in of KD, music producer, we'll say that in quotes, right? But honoring other or giving executive other colorways, producer. Executive producer, correct.
Yeah.
To these legendary producers, I think is a really, really, really cool storytelling piece. And I don't know. I think these are actually really cool shoes.
Yeah. This model is a great model.
It is.
The Alchemist, and I really like The Alchemist, but in this case, like even taking that away, and if you didn't tell me any of that, as much as I love brown shoes, that purple is how that setup is just a really cool look.
Yeah. If this was Sneaker Sommeliers, I definitely think with the fade, you've got some Air Max 95 vibes there. It's very, very cool what they got going on. And there's a lot of, like, I don't know, it gives me a Hyperdunk, like when Hyperdunks were real hot, it gives me that feel on that shoe as well. So like a 95 with a Hyperdunk. Then you've got like a Galaxy-esque foamposite, but penny style looking colorway with the Metro Boomin ones. And yeah, the Bink ones, the logo on the back is cool, but it looks like a Reese's shoe to me.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Or maybe it's like tall. Texas, like his Texas ties there too, university. I mean, yeah, but Reese's is what it's screaming. And so I don't know. Something seems off with the colorways there, but the details on the shoe are still really
cool.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to. I want to like the brown one.
Yeah.
But there's something. I think it's the black in the middle with the little zigzag pattern that I don't like.
Yeah.
It's like if that was a different color, I'd like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, this is the best year in sneakers that we've had in a while, I believe. I think there's some cool new stuff coming out with the Travis's. We don't love the Drake Nocta or Hot.
Hey,
Step.
Listen, you are so right. I'm reading about this. KD 17 also features a pleasant base colory of coconut milk with the white atomic violet and hyper grape accents in a gradient like arrangement, a nod to the Air Max 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of see that. So, but yeah, like I said about this year of sneakers, you've got the perfect mix of, you've got new silhouettes coming out and not a ton, but we've highlighted on here the skateboard signature shoes that we've seen come out. The basketball shoes are on their way up. We've seen very good silhouettes coming out of the basketball lane, minus Jordan. But Jordan signature athletes never get good shoes. We've liked the Lucas in the past, but not really anything else. But and just the variety of releases, we haven't flooded the market with Jordans, I don't think, or maybe I just haven't paid attention to all the flooding. But I don't feel like there's really, really, really awesome Jordan retros coming out, which I think is needed. We don't need a drop every week. I think that's what kind of over flooded the market and brought us to where we were at the beginning of this year, where we needed something new, something fresh. So I think that's what we're getting now, and I am here for it. I really enjoy it.
Agreed.
So next up. Oh, here we go. We were one slide too early, but our sneaker sommelier.
I love this section.
And let's see. Oh, yes. Another silhouette.
What about this? Before.
This is amazing.
You like it?
I love it. Nigel Sylvester.
Terrible color, but
Jordan
I like
4
the idea.
RM revealed in a pro green colorway. They're saying Bike Air instead of the Nike.
What does the RM mean?
RM, I don't know. I need to look that up. I'm sure it's something skateboard that arena related. But yeah, go ahead and tell us what you're thinking on these shoes.
I don't
this
love
is a
this.
New silhouette, right? That we've never seen a low four. So they gave him a low four and said, here it is. You do it. And
I definitely
got to design this.
Hints of the Bo Jackson trainer, the one that's the Auburn colorway, whatever that's called. What is that now called? The orange
Air
one
trainer two or whatever.
I got hints of that. I got hints of that shoe that we looked at last week with that new silhouette that we liked.
Yeah, the Nyjah Houston.
There's
3.
Some hints of that. I don't know. I'm surprised you like this. I don't love it. I just think this is probably a terrible colorway. I don't love all the black at the bottom. Like, that's what is throwing it off for me. I don't love the...
Yeah.
Even the finish on it. Don't love the black. The green... I'm surprised you like this.
Well, I wouldn't say I love the colorway.
You like the concept, the idea, the
right. I like that. Right. We gave him a Jordan 4 low. That's used for. I think it's going to be used for performance in his case, or that's his idea. I like that they did that, and they gave him the freedom to not say you have to have all these pieces of the 4. Like you don't have. He doesn't have the mesh on it. He has like a little thing that attaches the top, like around the tongue, but it doesn't look like it doesn't scream I'm a Jordan 4 on it. We've
Except
seen the 4
for the sole,
right? We've seen the 4 sole on like the Flight 89s, which came out the same year as the Jordan 4. So there's stuff there. It's not like they copied that, but yeah, we've seen stuff like this before, but it's a brand new. I kind of relate it to when John Elliott did the LeBron 10. Is that what it was? And it was a low concept, but more fashion geared. And while I don't think this is a great colorway, sommelier colorway is if I relate it to something, it feels like a Macklemore colorway. But even the back tab is different. But it's still like you can still see like it's a Jordan 4. It's giving me Huarache vibes, though. Big Huarache vibes on a Jordan 4 sole. Would love to see this in like a just a different colorway. Like a, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Here's
like
another
a
one. I just
summer.
Found.
Okay. A summer spring like colorway would
radio.
Be cool. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. I think I've seen that mock-up before, maybe a few months back. If you weren't on YouTube, it's a tan
it's
on the
like
bottom.
Sail, yeah, like a sail on the bottom and then a black on the top.
Yep. I think we've seen that before, but I don't know if they got the details exactly right. Does it look the exact same?
Yeah, it's the exact same shoe.
Okay. I love the swoosh by the toe. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a skateboard staple. Giving him the freedom to do the bike air on the back. Yeah. I'm excited about sneakers right now, man.
It's called the Air Jordan 4 RM Restomod, R-E-S-T-O-M-O-D.
Okay. I vaguely remember that.
Restomod.
Don't know what it means. You got anything else for us?
I'm just seeing what else they say about them. July 4th, this one's supposed to be coming out. Yeah, that's a legit shoe, and so is this black one, and brown. So yeah, in the other model, you can definitely pick up the Huarache. Huarache vibes.
I would love to see this in different materials. It obviously is a winter shoe through and through with what we've got mocked up here, but I would love to see if they did some mesh on it, if it could be like a summer colorway, like a lighter, like whites. And I think pastels are kind of overused with doing the Easter colorway stuff, but just some electric blue, like a kind of Titans vibrant blue or a UNC blue even. I think those would be cool. Like a navy and UNC blue obsidian colorway. I think that'd be really cool on this style shoe with obviously gray along the bottom. But
I agree. Some summery type would be a great call.
Yeah. I think for it to be any type of summer shoe, it's got to be more breathable though. So, All right, let's see what's next in our sommelier segment. Oh, nope, just kidding. We're going to drip or flop. Hayes, I wanted to make you mad this week. So I'm going to show you these new, I think they're Verdi Dunks.
Okay. Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Please give us, we already know your answer is flop because nobody's dripping in these.
100%.
But please give me your sneaker sommelier of what you're picking up.
Okay. Have you ever?
You don't have to use shoes. You can use anything you want.
Okay. In the 80s, late 80s, there was this kid's toy. Pull this up and search it. Show. Can you do that at the same time?
I don't know if my internet can stand it, but we'll try.
So in the 80s, there was this toy that was called a Popple. I guess it's P-O-P-L-E? P-O-P-P-L-E? And it was this ball that was a monster-looking thing like this guy on the right. And it turned... So, like, it's a stuffed animal that you can turn inside out, basically, and it becomes a ball. And that's what this looks like. Only the colors are... oh, yeah, look at that guy with the pink... That's it. Dude, that's a Popple.
I've never heard of that. That's pretty good. I
can see what it is. Except the colors are like Monsters, Inc. It's like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Okay, yeah.
But all the fur on it, this is just... I mean, is this a kid's shoe? It's got to be.
I don't think it's a kid's shoe.
It's not a kid's shoe? So I don't know if that's their
logo on the right or their mascot. I mean, it's very monster, furry Barney-esque.
This looks like just...
I don't know who this is for.
Now, okay, that's one answer. The other one is this looks like the Easter Bunny scrotum chopped up and put some corduroy on top of it.
It's like what you're telling me is it's kind of like the Easter Bunny in a blue corduroy thong.
That's exactly what it's like. With the G-string, right. with the laces.
Yep. All right. Wow.
Flop. 100% flop.
Yeah, 100% flop. All right, next up. ASAP Rocky, Puma Inhale OG collab. It's releasing May 3rd. I'll give you a little zoom in on here. It looks like an F1 theme they've got going on here. What do you think on these?
Flop because it's Puma. This is too much white on the back. The back being white is a pass. ASAP Rocky is past his... He did not take advantage enough of his celebrity. He disappeared, and this is too little too late for ASAP Rocky. He had the ability. He could have been a Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole rival, and for whatever reason, he blew it. And this shoe is just further proof that he blew it.
I don't know. I'm picking up strong Air Max TN vibes.
Really?
The Puma variety. I don't think this shoe looks good until I saw it on his foot. I think It looks kind of cool on foot.
Okay.
It feels like they needed to make this like more of a mid cut than a low cut.
Yeah, I agree. But then the white on the back really throws it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Should
be a totally different color. And then the liner, the sock liner should be a different color.
Yeah.
And
it's like a TN and Mars Yard vibe, right? I mean, the Mars Yard would just purely colorway.
Yeah.
I think they just barely missed the mark, but I think it's a decent shoe. Like you said, it's Puma, so it's going to flop.
Yeah.
But I mean, for in terms of F1, like the Puma logo kind of looks like the F1 logo.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool, I guess, race or driving shoe, I guess, is what Puma is kind of.
Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know. I have no idea. I did not do too much research
on that. That's very niche-y.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's what they're going for, but, you might have to if you're Puma right now, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's disappointing.
So you're going flop?
Yes.
All right. I'm going higher drip rate than you, but still flop.
Yeah, I'm a 3.
Sure. Oh, okay. I'll be 4.7.
Okay.
All right, I think we got one more. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my dear Lord. What is this?
This has taken Still Dripping Happy Hour to a new level. This is like our terrible collab. This is Derelict in real life. Hayes, please explain for those not watching on YouTube why they should go check out what we are viewing on YouTube right now. And
tell this is real?
What it is. This is real.
And is this what they're really called?
I think so.
Wow. Okay, so we're looking at a pair of jeans.
I don't know if this is what they're called.
We're looking at a pair of jeans worn by maybe a man that looks like he peed all over himself.
From
yeah, it does. A dude version of 11, but just took a piss all over themselves, maybe multiple times. Because it looks like it dried almost, and then he peed again.
Yeah.
It's just big wet stains right on his crotch. It's the weird. That is a very odd look. And who in the heck thinks this is great and a good idea? This is Derelict in real life.
This is Derelict in real life. I mean,
nothing says high fashion and cool. I mean, these pants are going to be $500.
They are approximately $800.
$800 to pee on. Literally pee. There's like, literally urine.
I can literally pee in my pants for free.
Right now. I've done it.
I mean, you have, and I think yours was you either pee in your pants or you pay $100.
Yeah.
And And I think I'd rather pay $100 than pee in my pants, much less not buy pants that look like I peed in my pants for eight.
There's got to be an explanation on this one, right?
Let me see. Am I coming through? Am I delayed?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I'm a little delayed, so apologies. But this says, Jordan Luca's soiled jeans boast a slim leg tapered at the ankles with a discolored wash and a darkened urine stains around the zipper. Inspired by the contradicting nature of capitalist consumer culture, Jordan Luca's spotted denim satirizes cannibalistic financial systems that never slow down, even for the bathroom. Yeah, I think these are some European designers that are trying to make fun of the U.S. Or satirizing the U.S. I don't know, but this seems very stupid.
Okay, listen to this. This is a this is just a quote. Why would anybody wear pee-stained jeans when they can get perfectly fitted jeans without pee? I don't get it. Wetting yourself is the new cool? Seriously.
What's the quote? If peeing in your pants is cool, call me
Jim Brown or whatever it is.
Miles Davis or something.
Several people are saying that they would rather buy normal jeans at Walmart than the pee ones.
Absolutely. Why do I want to look like? Nobody's buying these. Why? Look, 1% of the world even knows that this is like a thing. The 99 other percent, every single person that you see is going to ask you, do you need help? Like, what's wrong with you? Did you pee yourself? It's like, think about if one of your coworkers walked in with these on, somebody would just be like, you're fired. Just go home. Like, we're not dealing with this.
Yeah, can you? I feel like this should be funnier, and it's really sad. Like, I don't even think it's as funny as it is. I can't believe it's real, and I can't believe this is actually real.
Yeah, this is loser of the year at the moment. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
And somehow they think that this is like bringing attention to the American capitalism machine.
Yeah,
is that what it's saying? That's even dumber. People are stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Piss pants. You guys, I can't believe this is real. I really can't. I'm dumbfounded.
I named our episode what I thought we could have a more clever name than the pee pants. Peter Pants would be a good name for these.
Peter Pants, that would be.
Peter Pants. Pete is Pants. But yeah. So
But you see what I'm saying? How it looks like it's stages.
Yeah.
It's been peed in multiple times.
That's multiple pee stains for sure.
Yeah. We got a little bit of dried pee action, and then we just got the fresh urine.
Right, yeah. Right on top. And then there's a little bit like of pee, like Mr. Large Dick over by the pocket, large penis, sorry, over by the pocket. You see what I'm talking about?
It's like, no, I don't know. That's not meant to. I don't think that's urine.
I don't know. There's some like right.
I
below
see what
the
you're
pocket
talking about.
Too.
I see what you're talking about, but
apologies, I didn't mean to say that. All right.
There should be like a contest, and the loser has to get these pants and wear them to church.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe when they go on sale.
When they go on sale,
or you should just have to wear somebody else's actual pee on your pants.
That'd be just as good.
Like, you gotta go. We gotta go to Goodwill. Everybody pees in the same pants, and you, the loser of the fantasy football, has to wear them.
The actual pee pants. Oh, I can't believe this is an actual thing. Flop.
Yeah, I can't believe that the description that I read told us that it was a tapered ankle. Like, anybody was worried about what the rest of the boot pants cut looked like.
Oh, great. They're boot cut.
It's like, just in case you're interested, they do have a tapered ankle. Not that anybody's going to notice.
Nobody's going to look at anything but your crotch.
Oh, I feel like the next thing that's going to come out is like a built-in huge bulge. Like, you want to have a snake running down your leg? Like,
and
get
or,
these jeans.
I mean, get ready for the poop pants.
Yeah,
get ready.
We need some poop stains. Come on, that's Jordan Bowen. Better. Jordan Bowen and Luca Marchetta. You know Jordan Brand with these called the Jordan Lucas.
Yeah. He's loving
Jordan
it.
Brand is rolling right now. They are hating this.
They are loving it. I cannot wait to see the doo-doo, the wet doo-doo running down the back of your leg.
Mischief has got to create something around these.
This is embarrassing.
Move on. Terrible. All right. I think that's it. Yeah, we didn't have Danduel this week. That's all we've got. Other news that I saw that I'll just run through, the Supreme Air Darwin Low is actually coming out soon. We talked
tomorrow.
About probably over a year ago.
It's tomorrow.
Coming out tomorrow. They're actually decently okay. That's pretty much it.
Did you see, I sent this to you just a minute ago. And we can talk about it more. You know what? Let's wait for next week. I was going to talk to you about the Wallabies Day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll save that for next week then.
And then I wanted to bring up the Nike poncho that transforms into a tent. Let's
oh,
say that
yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Well, I want Landon to be on that one.
Yeah. So we can wait for we might have a full pod next week then.
Oh, man. That would be incredible. A full pod. We haven't had a maybe since like episode 2 of this year.
It feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, we need that desperately. All right. I think I had one more thing. I'm not really remembering what it was. Hayes, you got anything else?
I don't think so. What about Champion was bought by the same did you see that? Champion sold for $1 billion to, I think, the same company as Supreme. That was something from this week.
Uh-huh.
Authentic Brands.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. Anyway, did you know Champion was worth that much?
Yeah.
Would you
billion?
Guess that?
I mean, I guess they're in Walmart, right?
And they're everywhere.
And they're blanks. Their blanks sell like a ton.
Yeah, because they're dope blanks. Hey, by the way, you can get a Still Dripping Champion hoodie on our website right now. You should go get one.
Free plug.
Great. Anyway, that was one thing I was going to bring up. But I think that's it, man. That was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
got
was
about
it.
10 minutes here left. So I think my internet's kind of screwing around, but
yep, you're in
I'm
out.
Gonna I'm gonna attempt to read our three most recent reviews. One of them isn't terribly recent, but two pretty short ones, one really, really long one. First one, 5 stars. It's lit. Nothing better than a podcast about sneakers, but not about sneakers. They nailed it. Nailed it.
That's perfect.
And the next one, I think, has been admitted as a ChatGPT or artificial intelligence created review. And so I'm going to read this one, and you guys can just enjoy this. I stumbled upon this podcast while desperately searching for any audio distraction that could numb the pain of my mundane existence. Little did I know, I was about to dive headfirst into the riveting world of middle-aged men dissecting the profound mysteries of life while occasionally mentioning sneakers. The host, who seemed to be on a mission to prove that middle age is the new hip, kick off each episode with the enthusiasm of a snail trying to outrun a tortoise. If monotony had a sound, it would be the intro music of this podcast. Wow. I mean, I thought I accidentally activated the slow motion feature on my playback speed. The discussions range from mildly interesting to the utterly baffling. One minute they're dissecting the complexities of existentialism, and the next they're debating whether Velcro sneakers are an underrated fashion statement. Spoiler alert, they're not. The chemistry between the host is so electric that I often find myself checking if my headphones are plugged in. It's like eavesdropping on a therapy session for people who are desperately clinging to their youth by discussing how fire their shoe game used to be. Weirdly, this is somewhat accurate. As for sneaker insights, expect about as much depth as a kiddie pool. They'll throw around terms like sole cushioning technology and arch support, but it's clear they're just trying to fill airtime between reminiscing about their glory days. The best part, the occasional awkward dad jokes that are so cringeworthy, they make a dad bod look like a fitness model. If laughter is the best medicine, then listening to this, it might make you feel better, but it's probably the delusion setting in. In conclusion, if you're a masochist looking for a podcast that make you question every life choice you've ever made, this is the one for you. Sneaker enthusiasts, be warned. The only thing getting a real workout here is your patience.
This is great. If it's going to be bad, make it funny.
Make it funny. And it's five stars, baby. Yeah, so we'll take GPT. It. Oh, by the way, we've got 13 ratings and all five stars. So we'll take them. If they're bad, make it funny.
Yeah.
And the last one, shout out to Micah. Pure gold. What these guys talk about makes so much sense when you don't even think about what they're saying. So another nice. Backhanded compliment there.
We'll I love
take
it.
We'll take all the bad, love.
It'll be funny.
Oh, man.
Wow. Shout out to all you people that listened and commented and gave us five stars. Proud of you.
So sorry on the delay there because I tried to read that extensive review. Oh, well, I thought I had one more game, but turns out I don't.
It's all good. Let's so just
we, you we, got any we can show go... and tell for us or what's up? What you got?
Man, I don't have anything. Let's just save the. Let's give them 7 extra minutes next week. We have a full pod.
All right. 7 extra minutes. We're going to have a game or something set up if we get a full squad pod, maybe a draft or something of the sort. We need to get back into your quiz on the basketball stars from 2000-2001.
Okay.
So we'll try to get back into that. It's playoff season, so that'd be a good time for it.
And hey, I sent you the picture.
You sent me the picture of what?
The picture that we can put as the thumbnail or whatever.
Okay. Appreciate
that. The squad pick.
All right. I'll try to update that across the networks. And with that, we'll give you the rundown. Please go. Like, subscribe on YouTube, like this video, and subscribe. Please go to Instagram, give us a follow, reach out to us. We'll give you a shout out.
Thank you for your comments, Mike. Yeah. Tell your cousin you can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Cookies on the bottom shelf. We love you all. Follow the algorithm. Come back next week. 6 episodes, as Dan the man would say. That's Banana Land. Good luck, Dan, on your test tomorrow.
Yeah, Dan, for sure.
We love you all. We'll see y'all next week.
I'm going to kick the test right in the testes with the messies. I'm messy in my pants like a pee pants jeans. I'm peeing in everything. I'm peeing on my shirt. I got a necklace made of poop. I got a poopless. That's good.
See you next week. Hey, who is this?
Ogre is. That would be Lorenzen Wright.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. NBA trivia for the week.
We love you all. Good night.